Hey, 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 what is up, you guys? Welcome back to What's On Your Mind podcast. So how are you today? How have you been doing? And I'm just curious to see how everyone is doing. Because to be honest with you, the past few days, I haven't felt like myself. What I realized is that the past few days, it's been raining. So I realized that being at home, being alone in my house, that I am so dependent on the weather. Like when it's sunny outside, I felt so much better. But when it's raining all the time, I just feel gloom, like the weather. But anyway, yeah, tell me how are you doing? I hope you're doing fine and I hope you're staying healthy, you know, staying safe. But anyway, today I have a very special guest, another special guest, should I say. She used to be a self-love coach and now she's more into web designing. But we talk about a lot of good stuff, you guys. I am so excited to have her on. We talk about her journey, her career, her path from finding her why, from a really bad place in her life at that time to finding something meaningful that helped others. And it was so good to hear from her. And I'm just so excited for you guys to hear her story. And yeah, without further ado, let's just get into the episode. Welcome to What's On Your Mind podcast with me, Michelle. Here we're going to talk about everything that's on your mind, things that are keeping you up at 2 a.m. in the morning, or random thoughts that you're having when you're in the shower. You will laugh or cry, but at least it's spoken and it's not just buried inside your mind. Welcome to the podcast. Thank you so much for being here. I am so stoked to have you on.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm like super pumped for this opportunity. I've never recorded a podcast before, so this is like a first time thing and I'm kind of like stoked, but at the same time, like it's kind of making me nervous, but I'm okay.
You're gonna be so fine. We're gonna talk about finding your why or finding your passion. So before we do that, do you want to give yourself like a little quick introduction for people that don't know you?
Yeah, I'm Bella Francesca. I am the founder of Bella Creative. So this is basically like a web designing company that I built about almost a year now.
Wow.
Maybe a little bit less than a year because I started off with this entrepreneurial road. I started off out as a life coach, a self-love coach, basically. Just because like I was very passionate at that one point, you know, just allowing people to let them know like you need to love yourself in order for you to grow and to meet your goals in whatever stages of your life that you're currently in. And so I did that for probably 5 months and I thought I liked it, but it just wasn't, it didn't necessarily felt right to me. It just felt kind of like draining. And so I prayed a lot about it to see if this is the right road that I'm like supposed to be on. And so as I was in the process of building my website for my self-love programs, I ended up just liking even more the process of designing websites and just building it. Because it was just like allowing my creativity just come to life. And I was like, wow, this is so dope.
Yeah. You kind of touched base into like what my first question would be. But before we jump into like the actual episode, I have some icebreaker questions for you. Just for you. Yeah. You know, like it's just a little fun. It's a little taste of what the podcast is going to be. First questions that I have, what is the best trip that you ever took and why is it so good for you?
The best trip?
Yeah. Vacation kind of thing, maybe.
Oh, this wasn't necessarily like a vacation. This was kind of like allowing me to be a little bit more on the deep end side of being an entrepreneur, just kind of like opening the doors to like this whole new entire world. Yeah. So last year I went to a coaching convention in Louisville, Kentucky. It was called the Slay of Summit. I don't know if you guys have ever heard of it. So yeah, it was great for me to kind of just like be in that space with so many like-minded people. Mm-hmm. I was there with like fitness coaches, business coaches, other self-love coaches. in just people who are really wanting to grow in whatever space they put their intentions into.
That is such a great trip. I never been into any conferences. That is something that I would want to in the future for sure.
Oh yeah, no, absolutely. It was just such a great way to kind of connect with people that I've been stalking on Instagram forever. You know how like when you just send a friend request and you follow somebody and it's like, oh, you've been following them for so long, thinking like, oh, you guys are best friends now, but you've never met each other.
Okay, well,
like that.
Second question, what is your favorite TV show? I kind of need a new TV show recommendations now because I pretty much watch everything.
Ooh. Oh, sis, there's so many that I've been watching. Right now, I'm really into Monk and Boy Meets World.
What? I don't think I've ever heard of that.
Oh my gosh. It's about like this guy who is a detective and he has like super high OCD levels.
Oh.
Just of like being clean and everything. Yeah. But he's a detective and he thinks of ways to solve his problems in the most unique way.
What is it? Is it on Netflix or Hulu or?
It's on Amazon Prime and it's free.
Okay. All right. I gotcha.
Yeah, girl.
All right. Last question is, what is the best purchase you've made under $100 in the last 3 months?
Okay. That's kind of hard because I would have to say my projector, my mini projector.
You have that?
Oh, yeah. Girl, I highly suggest to get a mini projector if you're trying to make any space in your, like, anywhere in your house to be, like, a mini theater.
My gosh. I need to get that.
Oh, yeah. That, I'll send you the link.
Is it on Amazon, too?
Yeah, girl. I live on Amazon.
Okay, I got you. I'll look it up.
Okay. Yes.
Moving on from there, I know you kind of talk a little bit about your path from life coach and then from there going to a web designer. But how did you first decide to be a life coach? Correct me if I'm wrong, but you moved to Indiana because of this career path, right?
Yes, I did.
So how did you decide to first want to be a life coach and then move to Indiana and then decided to become a web designer at the end of the day?
Well, let's see. Well, first of all, I didn't even know that the online space was kind of available to anybody to just start a business. I wouldn't necessarily like say that you can start a business overnight, but the idea of it, if you kind of plan it out strategically, it will happen over time. So my cousin, Chelsea, she was my first business coach that I ever hired. She actually opened up the door for me. She was like, hey, you know, you would be such a great self-love coach. She said that to me because she noticed that I was super zened out in the place that I was currently in my life and just like so at peace with myself. And mind this, I went through a really, really bad breakup, and I'm pretty sure a lot of people have, but this breakup just really drained me to a point where I felt like as if I had nothing left for myself, period. Like emotionally, mentally, spiritually, physically, all of the above, I felt like I was at a dead end. So I dedicated my whole year of being 25 just to really taking care of my soul and my mind and really reconnecting myself to God. Because like, you know, if you don't know me, I'm like pretty spiritual. And I really wanted to understand God on a whole nother level from where I was. So from there, I just kind of like started creating my own programs on how I could help other people to get to where I was to where I am, being at peace with yourself, period. But at the same time, like as I started getting clients in, it was great. You know, like I felt super blessed at the end of the day to know that I was able to help somebody and just kind of like give them that guidance. But I didn't necessarily felt like for me, this was something that I truly wanted to do. I mean, at that time I was going through, I still had like a 9-to-5 job. That too was also like exhausting. And then also having to come home and trying to deal with like being on a call with a client for a whole entire like hour and a half or so, it was draining. So then that was when I just kind of like thought, like, you know, there has to be another way for me to serve others in a positive way other than like being emotionally attached to them through life coaching. Mm-hmm. So that's when I just started kind of like transitioning again from being a life coach and then to being a web designer. And I just kind of like told people like, hey guys, I'm just kidding. I am no longer a life coach. This is what I'm currently doing now. And if you're interested, let me know, hit me up, you know? Yeah.
And I think that is something that I'm sure everyone at some point in their life encountered too. You don't marry your first idea. It's interesting how you can start at something and really love the idea at that point in your life, but then you grow, as you grow, you become more interested in the other part of it. So,
oh yeah.
When did you first find like this inspiration of, you know, I want to help others, but like, when did you first find the inspiration? Okay. Helping others is something that I'm really passionate about. When did you first find this inspiration?
I feel like I've always had that inspiration within me. I've just always felt, I guess like when I was little, you know, like your parents would always ask you like, oh, what do you want to be when you grow up? Right. Mm-hmm. Honestly, when my mom asked me that question, I told her straight up, I was like, to be honest, I want to be a mermaid and I just kind of want to like swim around the world. She's like, why? She's like, because I want to show everybody like, you know, the beauty of this earth. And I feel like it kind of started off from there, you know, like at such a young age, it was just kind of always been a part of me to just want to allow people to see the beauty of life within themselves, of life of this earth, and just allowing them to like make that connection, make that relationship to be super authentic, to be super strong and real. Mm-hmm. And until this day, like I still want to empower people because I see potential in people.
But how did you find it? How did you find a way to put that inspiration into action? How did you find the purpose or like the cause, the why? Why am I doing this? And why am I very passionate about this? Because I feel like everybody has a goal, right? Like, okay, next year I want to do this. Like next year I want to lose 20 pounds or something like that. But there is that gap from where I am right now to the point where I want to be. So I kind of want to know, how did you find your why, or how did you find the path to go from inspiration to actually an action?
Well, so at the time to when I was starting off with this whole online business thing, I was like a super dead end, not only with like, you know, coming out from a super toxic relationship, but like in my living situation, it was tough. So here's the thing. My mom is about, let's see, how old is she turning this year? She is turning 71. And my mom to me is my inspiration. She's my fire. She is that person that motivates me to keep moving forward on and to work harder even in my life as a web designer. So my why is my mom, to want to be able to take care of her and my family. In providing them that stability is what allows me to keep on wanting to moving forward on this path with pure intentions and positivity, and just like, they are really what fired me up, honestly. And I mean, like, not only just them, but to be real, I am the kind of person that loves having nice things, you know? And in order for me to kind of get to from having just dreaming of like, oh, I want to have like a dream house here on the mountains to actually having that dream house right on the mountain. Like, I can't just sit there and just kind of like keep on dreaming about it.
Yeah.
I need to start making progress, you know, even though if it's just like one thing a day that I'm doing outreach, just saying nice things to people and just doing my own research, that's still progress.
Yeah.
I don't know. Did that answer your question?
Yeah. I mean, I feel like the way you're talking about how you want to provide for your mom, how you want to support your family, and sounds to me that your family, your mom is your anchor. So having that keeps reminding you who you're doing this for. It's what kind of help you push forward.
Absolutely. I mean, and also to put it in perspective, my parents picked up everything that they had and everything that they knew from Indonesia to establish a good life here in America. And that was a big move for them. It was a big, huge sacrifice for them to leave their whole entire family behind to try to kind of like give their family the best life that they could give.
Yeah.
And the least thing that I could do right now at my age and with the energy that I have is to try to give basically everything that they were able to give to me back to them. Mm-hmm. Like the process that goes in my mind is, my parents were able to provide things for me when they had nothing. I feel like that's also what just allows me to keep on pushing forward, which is trying to like give them that stability that I've always dreamed of giving them. Mm-hmm. Always.
That is so sweet. Honestly, I feel the same way. I don't know. I'm kind of speechless because you pretty much summed it up on point.
Yeah.
Okay. What do you think people in any age or any background can do to help themselves to find their passion so that they can find the same motivation as you find in yourself?
The first thing that I would suggest is for you to figure out what are you passionate about? What do you invest your full entire heart, love, mind, and soul into? Is it your family? Is it your children? You know, if you have kids and you're a single parent, like what is it exactly that you put all of your energy into and what are you hoping to get out of it back?
Right.
Right. Mm-hmm. Is it love? Is it, you know, assisting people in your community? Like how can you benefit not just yourself, but like how can you benefit others in a positive impact? Because everything is just like a chain reaction, you know, like you need to serve others before others can serve you. That's how you need to kind of see things. Yeah, that's really it.
Okay.
It's so simple to say, but like once you put it into action, it's kind of like,
Yeah. So find something that puts your soul on fire. Find something mm-hmm. that you love and then from there, find a way to make that passion into something that could help others.
Oh, and I also want to say that like, in order for you to even like make any steps into making your dreams come true, you need to make sure that you're stable within yourself. And that's like mentally. Are you stable? Physically, spiritually, all of the aspects of life within yourself, you need to be 150% stable. And then once you already know that you are, everything else will fall into place within its own time, you know?
Yeah, I kind of want to touch base on that. Earlier during this episode, you talk about you just went over a really rough breakup. So how did you go from a really bad place in your life into something that is very positive that you want to help others loving themselves?
Well, how do I say this? In the most nicest way ever. anybody is going to go through their ups and downs. And when you are at your lowest point in your life, you have the option to sit there and continue being in your pity party, or you can get back up and, you know, start serving yourself to serve others. And I sat there in my pity party for a good minute. I probably was sitting there, I would have to say, a good 6 months. And I'm telling you, it was so, so dark. I felt like I was so alone. Like nobody understood what I was going through, what I was feeling. Nobody, like there was just, I felt like nobody was out there to relate to what I have experienced and what I'm currently going through right now. And it was just kind of like a light bulb that went off in my head when I spent a lot of more time with the Lord. Whatever that you believe in, God is Jesus himself. He was at the toilet bowl of the world, I would have to say.
Yeah.
You know, like he was basically just trying to show people like light at the end of the tunnel, and then humanity just kind of like took him, chewed him up, and basically spat him out on the dirt. And I felt like for me to kind of absorb everything that Jesus experienced throughout his time here on earth resonated to me. You know, it's like, oh my goodness, you know, I'm not the only person that went through all this bad, toxic things. You know, like Jesus himself did when he was here. But like, there's so much people out there that does not have the same belief as me. So how can I translate this to the world in a way that they can understand in their language? Because I understand their language. So let me try to figure this out. And I think that's just where it kind of blossomed on its own and just kind of like allowed me to let people know that you may feel that you're alone in the situation of whatever dark times that you're in, but I need you to understand that you're not alone in this. If you can help me understand your language of pain right now, I will try to pull you back up in the best possible way that I can with the energy and power that God has given me.
That is so good.
Yeah.
That is like a mic drop right there.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Wow. That is something else. So how do you get to be so confident? Like, how did you find this confidence in yourself since the first time I met you? That is the vibe that you've given me back in 2012. Because you are so true to yourself. And I just want to know, how do you get to be so confident?
I would have to say I got my confidence from my mom. It was just that this one phrase that she said to me and has always stuck to me ever since it kind of like poured out of her mouth. If they don't feed you, don't worry about them. That could be taken in so many different ways. But to me, that was translated as to, you know, be true to yourself. Be your authentic self, whether the world is going to like it or not. You know, if you can't be true to yourself, then you can't be true to them. I feel like that is what the world feeds off of, is authenticity. Mm-hmm. Like, nobody wants to have a copy and paste person. Like, that's boring. You know, like, there's so many of that to go around. But like, you can't buy people's likeness. You can't do that. You just need to allow them to understand who you are, what you're trying to do, how you can help them. So I feel like that's just where my confidence kind of came from, I guess. Yeah.
Have you ever felt like, who am I to be a self-coach to you? Have you ever felt that before?
Oh yeah, girl, so many times. I've like, when I first started out, I was like, dude, like, this is my conversation with myself in my head, like, Bella, who do you think that you are to even like step up your game to be this person of authority, to allow people and teach them, you know, you should love yourself.
And what do you say to that?
Honestly, that I would have to say that's a mind blockage. And that's just my fear and my ego trying to speak out to me, to kind of like pull me back into my little tiny cave and, you know, sit in your comfortableness. This is what you're supposed to do, and this is what you're meant to do, is to be comfortable all the time in your life. But that wasn't necessarily what I wanted to do. I mean, it's great to sit comfortably and to be in an area of comfort and things that I've known for so long. But at the same time, like, in order for me to grow, this is like, I need to let things go and I need to feel uncomfortable to grow.
Yeah. Okay. This is the last question for you. What is on your mind right now?
Ooh, okay. I have a whole bunch of stuff on my mind. I'm such a planner, as you can see, like behind me, I have like all of these post-its.
Yeah.
Of like my plans of 2020. I'm planning on creating a mini training for my Instagram followers for this week. That's one thing on my mind. And I'm also thinking about what to have for lunch today, other than some barbecue chips.
But anyway, Bella, thank you so much for being here. And before we go, do you want to give yourself a little shout out where people can find you, your website, and all of that kind of stuff?
Yes. So if you are planning on, you know, growing a business, or if you already have a business that's in plan, you should hit me up on bellafrancesca.net. That is my website. You can go ahead over there and book a discovery call with me and we can chat. And also hit me up on Instagram on bellafrancescas.
Okay.
With an S at the end.
I will have those information on the episode description. And okay, well, again, Bella, thank you so much for, you know, being so open to talk about all of the stuff that we talk about.
Thank you so much for this opportunity. I am so grateful to be on here.
All right. Well, we're just going to say bye on three. 1, 2, 3. Bye.
Bye.
So that is all I get for you guys today. I hope after listening to this episode, you will be able to find your why, find your passion, and find something that you really love that set your soul on fire. And I hope you can take away something from Bella's story. And it was so good to have her on the podcast. I will have Bella's information on the episode description if you guys want to check her out. And yeah, don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Play, wherever you listen to your podcast so that you don't miss out on next week's episode. Also, really, if you guys have a quick 5 minutes, not even 5 minutes, 2 minutes to just rate and review this podcast on Apple Podcasts, it will really help other people to find this podcast, and hopefully this podcast will help them too. DM me on Instagram at Michelle Isior or at What's On Your Mind Podcast if you really enjoyed this episode. All right, until then, I'll see you guys next week. Bye now.